Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
South Carolina sitting in a much-needed bye week. A lot to figure out inside the building in Columbia. To talk about that and everything else affecting the South Carolina program, we bring on Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper. Find him on Twitter at JordanK_23. Jordan, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on every other week when we bring you on. Gamecock fans were upset that the word cat appeared on their field. In the form of Blanchard Cat earlier in the season. Now they're upset that Blanchard Cat is also sponsoring Clemson. What a time to be alive, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I can understand, like, you know, people see the logo on South Carolina's field and kind of feel like, oh, that company is solely dedicated to Gamecock athletics. And then they go a couple months later and start supporting Clemson. But it's like, it's not that new. Founders Credit Union supports Clemson, and they have their name on the South Carolina's baseball stadium. So it's like, this isn't like a crazy precedent to be set. But yeah, just I think kind of in the world and that we're living in, it was just a little, it took me back for a second, I will say.
It's pretty funny. Jordan Cole here. Always appreciate you hopping on with us, man. Want to get into something that I started the show with to get your thoughts before we dive into South Carolina and Mike Shula and the rest of the season for the Gamecocks. We started the show with a suggestion from my part, maybe for athletic directors out there in this new modern era, or this new era of college football with NIL and the transfer portal. I suggested that maybe it was a better idea for athletic directors to hire head coaches that had some sort of specialty that they could architect either the offense or defense, like a Lane Kiffin, like a Steve Sarkisian, like Steve Spurrier used to at South Carolina, just from the risk factor of when you have to make a head coaching hire, there's risk involved, and then the head coach has to hire a DC and an OC, and in Shane Beamer in South Carolina's case, we've seen three go wrong at OC for Shane Beamer. Do you think that that's off the wall for ADs to maybe change the way they hire coaches, just in terms of hiring someone that has an identity coming into the program rather than having to rely on them to hire someone with that identity?
So you're basically saying, like, the head coach needs to be either, like, the offensive or defensive play caller?
Yeah,
or just have experience doing that?
No, I think either call the defense or call the offense, because I just think there's so much risk involved when you are the CEO type, Beamer or Dabo Swinney, right, has to then go figure out how to make those hires. Because in Beamer's case, he just hadn't been able to get these hires right at offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that necessarily, because I think, you know, there's been a lot of stuff out there with the Steve Sarkisian stuff that really, like, no head coaches win national championships calling their own plays. Like, it's a very low precedent, especially these last couple years, because these coaches are in charge of so much and need to be in that CEO role. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that part. You know, I think what some coaches, I think, probably need to look more into, and I think like COVID taught this to us a lot, is like you have to have like backup plans for everything. Like, remember like COVID, where it was like, hey, our entire quarterback room basically just got COVID and can't play, so like we're gonna have the kicker or the, you know, wide receiver take snaps there. And it's like you kind of, I think, need that now when you're constructing your assistant coaching staff, of like, okay, like what's my backup plan? Like if something happens to someone, this guy goes down, or, you know, we have to fire this person, like, what's the backup plan? I think this year, like, South Carolina probably didn't have that or have that natural person. Last year, it would have been easy. It would have been, hey, you know, Dow Loggins is gone, we're going to put Mike Shula in because he has experience, you know, calling plays and stuff. And this year, they didn't really have that person on the offensive staff. And so I wonder if that maybe was a part of the reason why Shane Beamer waited so long, because there wasn't a natural, you know, next step. But I don't know that I technically agree that, you know, the head coach needs to be in charge of doing that stuff.
Jordan, maybe a way to put that would be that offensive coordinators are getting these jobs because they're great at calling offenses, not necessarily at making hiring decisions. I wonder if you've got an offensive-minded head coach, should the offensive-minded head coach be the one hiring defensive coordinators, or letting a GM AD make that role and have the two sides of the ball act more independently of one another, so that you don't necessarily have to clean house when you decide, hey, we're getting rid of the coach, we're cleaning the house, getting rid of everyone. It's like, hey, the offense is pretty good, but the defense sucks. Let's just fire the DC, let the GM hire the next guy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a terrible idea. And it's all like so tough, because I think you could probably go down that road and find examples where it works, and then you could go down, you know, a separate road and say, like, oh, that works too. And I think, like, the reality is, like, all these hires are just, like, gambles. And it is really tough. But, I mean, I suppose that is perhaps a way to maybe mitigate some of the risk when it comes to hiring. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing across the country with some of these coaches. You know, if you have a down year, it's basically like, well, you know, they'll do the thing where they fire a coordinator, and that gets him an extra year.
Jordan, you know, we have a lot of, you know, head coaches getting fired off the cuff. Just, you know, they've had a good chunk of their careers. They go through a down spell for a year or two, and boom, they're gone, right? Do you think maybe we should be living in a world where it's someone's job to champion for and cheerlead for keeping coaches around, rather than all of the noise coming from the fan base being fire that guy, fire that guy, fire that guy? Maybe it should be the agents, right? The agents got them hired in the first place. Maybe it should be the agent's job to help try to keep these guys employed, to slow down some of the constant circus of firing coaches.
That sounds awesome, but there's no way it would ever work. Like, you know, it's a really smart idea, logical, and, you know, that would completely fall on deaf ears to anyone at these SEC schools. So I don't know if, you know, like Jimmy Sexton or whatever came out and said, you know, actually Sam Pittman deserves another year. Like, I don't think the fan base would be like, you're right, Jimmy. Like, you're right. I want your client to get another year.
Jordan, so, Kate. I mean, oh, sorry, man.
It's theoretically a good idea, but yeah, I don't know that it would completely work out. I think kind of the one thing that maybe you can do is, you know, like, Florida State, the AD kind of comes out and says, hey, you know, we're going to at least give him to the end of the year. And that can kind of quell some of the worry, at least for the fan base. Or, you know, Scott Strickland at Florida last year kind of said early, like, hey, he's keeping the job. That, I think, kind of quells some of the speculation if they kind of, an AD gets out in front of it and kind of just says, hey, this is not happening. Stop with the rumors.
We're joined by Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper on the Fan Upstate. He joins us every other Thursday at this time for the State's segment, talking Gamecocks, Tolos. If you have a question for Jordan related to South Carolina, text it in at the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. You know, a lot of fans, Jordan, wanted Mike Shula fired weeks ago. Ultimately, it happened this past weekend. Why, in your mind, did Beamer wait a few more weeks to fire Mike Shula. In a lot of people's opinion, he should have been fired maybe after the LSU game a few weeks ago. And what do you know about the situation as to the timing of the firing of Mike Shula?
I don't know a ton about, you know, the timing exactly, but I think it was just time. Why he didn't, I just don't think Shane Beamer likes firing people. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, he allows his coaches to kind of right the ship. And sometimes that's worked incredibly well. You think, I think back right when I first got here 2 years ago, like, a lot of fans wanted Clayton White fired.
Yeah.
And Shane Beamer kind of, like, you know, talked with them about, you know, hey.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You need to get this fixed. Sure enough, like, next 4 weeks, like, they were playing like one of the better defenses in the SEC, basically like shut down Clemson's offense. That parlays into last year, where, you know, South Carolina's defense was one of the best in the conference, and they've, you know, held up pretty well. So I think Shane Beamer, like, kind of, you know, I think about it like a reliever in baseball. It's sometimes the manager just kind of lets the guy, hey, you know, let him get out of this jam and try not to pull him early. And I think that's kind of like Shane Beamer's thing of like, hey, like, let's let these guys work through it. You know, I think after that LSU game, they probably had to do something, and all those offensive line penalties. I also kind of think that was perhaps a reason of like, hey, maybe it's, you know, if we can just knock down some of these offensive line penalties, you know, we were close to beating LSU. Let's see if that works. Obviously, that didn't work. And then you're kind of – and Shane Beamer's sitting in on all these meetings. So He apparently liked the plan enough to be able to, like, green light some of these things. What was interesting about the Ole Miss game is I had never seen Shane Beamer that – animated on a headset for so long. I mean, he is screaming into the headset, assumably at Mike Shula, and that was just kind of odd. It seemed like he had kind of come, you know, to his wit's end with whatever Mike was calling or how the game was being dictated. So I think that was kind of just a thing where he had kind of, I don't know if it's lost complete confidence, but probably something like that.
Jordan, what are you hoping to see out of a Mike Furry called offense? And, you know, I understand it's going to be essentially coordinator by committee. How is this structure really going to work for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like that much different than what South Carolina was already doing. Sean Elliott was the run game coordinator. So basically he was kind of, you know, leading the charge on designing the run plays and, you know, getting that all orchestrated in practice and stuff. And then Mike Furry was the pass game coordinator. So he was kind of heading up that. And then obviously Mike Shula as the offensive coordinator is in all those meetings, helping with the game planning and stuff, and then calling the plays on game day. So with the Mike Furry offense, I would assume South Carolina tries to spread out a little bit more and kind of get its playmakers into some more space. And then I think his biggest job, though, is to just inject Lenore Sellers with confidence. you know, you watch that Ole Miss game, and like, confidence is the only reason I can kind of explain what Lenora Sellers did. He has the talent. He has, you know, the accuracy to make all those throws that he was just missing on. And so you kind of look at it, it's like, hey, is this a guy who's just lacking confidence? And Mike Furry, he does not lack confidence in himself, in his team, in everything. And so he's going to be a guy that I think just trying to lift Lenora Sellers up, kind of remind him the guy he is. And I assume he's going to try and call things to just make life easier on Lenora Sellers, whether that's, hey, rolling him out, splitting the field, making his kind of entire thing like one or two reads and then run. That, I assume, is going to kind of be his biggest job, is just sit with Lenoris, really get him ready and confident to go out and play Texas A&M.
Jordan, when you look in the offseason, I know there are still games to play this year, and Gamecock fans want to win, and rightfully so. But when you do look ahead, when you do peek ahead to the offseason, when Shane Beamer has to hire an offensive coordinator, we would assume that it's not going to be someone on staff. What do you know about not who he wants to hire, but the type of offensive coordinator that he should or maybe has hinted at hiring just because of his recent track record and not having the most success at the OC hire?
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to keep it pretty tight to the vest. All he was saying is, you know, we want someone to elevate our program to blah, 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 whatever. So that was pretty vague. I don't know if he necessarily is just not 100% sure of what that is, or just kind of wants to cast a wide net and kind of, hey, interview everyone and then figure it out. But, I mean, he just needs to hire someone that has experience as a successful play caller in college.
Yeah.
Like, we just haven't seen that. You know, the Dowell Loggins, I actually think people are probably a little too hard on Dowell Loggins. Like, especially you look at last year of, like, he built up, you know, Lenora Sellers. If you think of where Lenora started the season and finished the season, I mean, some of that is coaching. So I think he probably gets a bad rap, but you know, Shane Beamer didn't really like make many calls to people when Dowell Loggins left for App State, and basically just saying, hey, we want continuity, let's go get Mike Shula. But this go around, hey, start just going down the list, start calling people who you think are running some of the best college offenses right now and over the past 3 or 4 years, and maybe go, you know, take some big swings at people who are in those jobs in the Big 12, in the Big 10, who are doing really good work, that you can probably pay more and maybe dangle the carrot of, hey, like, there's a chance Lenora Sellers comes back, and if you take this job, you know, you could be the guy coaching Lenora Sellers. And I think that's going to be enticing to a lot of people. I think it would have been extra enticing last year if that was offered out there. But I think he's just got to find someone who has done it, who has really called offenses and who has been a successful college offensive coordinator.
Well, Jordan, if Shane wants to hitch his wagon to the James Madison train and keep hiring the guys that somehow they keep getting great coach after great coach after great coach, and we've seen a lot of Power Four schools, they don't want to hire guys who have G5 experience. They'd rather hire somebody who has Power Four coordinator experience. He can take away from James Madison as much as he wants. But, you know, you mentioned him there. Shane says he believes in Lenora Sellers. I mean, of course he does. Lenora is a really, really talented quarterback. Should the next OC, should there be any consideration as to whether or not this hire would keep Lenora Sellers in Columbia for one more year, given that at max he's got 1 year with Lenora Sellers? Or should they be hiring a coordinator who maybe fits Cutter Woods' style or whoever Shane envisions being a quarterback next year a little more?
I mean, if a new offensive coordinator comes in, like, they're going to want to work with Lenora Sellers. Now you got to wonder, okay, could Lenora Sellers go to the draft? Maybe. Could he enter the transfer portal? Maybe. Could he stay? Maybe. Like, you know, a lot of this hinges on, you know, what Lenora Sellers wants to do. But you, I mean, these offensive coordinators, like, are very, very confident people. Like, they kind of see someone who's good with talent, with all the right stuff, and think, well, maybe the last guy just messed him up and I can fix him. Like, I think, you know, any offensive coordinator is going to see, can kind of go back and watch Lenora Sellers in 2024 and say, oh, like, I can work with that. Yeah. Also, like, this is going to be a massive year for, like, Shane Beamer and the entire South Carolina program. Like, they have to win now. I think they're going to probably do everything in their power to keep Lenora Sellers, because the alternate option is you're putting basically your future, because you kind of have like a one-game sample size or one-year sample size a little bit. Like, you're putting a lot on Cutter Woods being incredible next year, or Landon Duckworth, the true freshman, being incredible. That's pretty risky. And yeah. So I think they're probably going to try and do everything to keep Lenora Sellers, and I would imagine a new offensive coordinator would also want to do the same thing.
Jordan.
But, you know, perhaps it's wrong. Perhaps they go in the direction that Oklahoma did, where, you know, you get Ben Arbuckle from Washington State and John Mateer follows. I mean, that's worked very well for a number of teams, so Shane Beamer could look in that direction too.
Jordan, you're the best. As always, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jordan.
Jordan Kay, the state newspaper in the state segment. I will say real quick, Diesel, on your question to him about offensive coordinator, again, kind of going back to the very first segment, if I'm a coach now, if I'm a head coach, I don't want an offensive coordinator that can only work with Lenoris or Cutter Woods. I want a guy who says, coach, doesn't matter who my quarterback is. I'll tailor my offense to what we have, and we'll go win. It just scares me. It scares me when you ask that question, because Lenora Sellers isn't going to be there for Cutter Woods.
Right.
I want somebody who can adapt to what I have on the field year in and year out.
So now we're back to the conversation of wide-ranging skill set versus specialization into a specific tighter window.
Yeah.
Now it's back to that same old chestnut.
It is. It really is. It's an interesting conversation. Tolos, continue to get your Daily Wires in at 844-FAN-PHONE. Also, Daily Wires next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.